Union Jacker. They have that Syracuse tournament starting tomorrow, no? I know they called me from Skokie. I'm supposed to speak to the boys tomorrow.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
Recording 3 o'clock.
Is that the show? Okay, let's begin, guys. We start the Tosfos with the beauty of Daf Ches Amud Aleph. We know that according to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, Kuliyam LePlugi Naris Eretz Yisrael are considered to be Eretz Yisrael. The waters of Eretz Yisrael are considered to be Eretz Yisrael Kinneret. For example, the Kinneret. However, Machleis Rebbeinu the Chachamim, what is considered to be Eretz Yisrael? Yes. According to the Chachamim, it's the we're in the middle of the Mediterranean, the boat. According to the Chachamim, it's Chutz La'aretz. According to Yudin, you have it like horizontal, and it's right in the middle, so there's Eretz Yisrael. Yes? So, Ashri, let's see the Taisis. Okay?
Rebbeinu,
start from the Dibur Masta. Dibur Masta. Guys, look at Sack. Go ahead. Rabbeinu Petter, which we said was only mentioned one time in Shas, based on the computer of Arya Berman, Lamaisa. Okay, go ahead.
Rabbeinu Petter asked Rabbeinu Tam, did his mana zeh, I will this guy, the Lamaiser, that we shall be high for Rabbeinu Meiser. Shaman the Maharaba shall be show, because we're all to the west of
Eretz. Yeah, when he says Meiser, it means Trumas of Meiser, just a code word. Okay, it's interesting that he says Meiser, but this is a great kasha. Now, I want to point out to you that Dvar Yaakov writes, great sefer, that the Adavid asked the Baal HaTosfos lived in Provence. Do you know what Provence was? France.
Yes.
So that's above, that's north of that line. So what kind of kasha is Rabbeinu Petter asking? So Rabbeinu Petter, he writes in brackets, perhaps lived in South Italy or in Greece. If you put it in South Italy or Greece, it's in between the lines. Go ahead. So what's the answer? The Haitian. What are a bit of time answer? Go ahead.
We do not hold it.
Excellent. Now, do you know what the Tosfos Rosh says, B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam? What does the Tosfos Rosh say, B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam? What was his answer? I gave it to you. Exactly that answer. Shema Einanu Nekedeget Av Eretz Yisrael, Yosef Sfona. We are north of the line. That exactly was his answer. Rabbeinu Tam said, don't worry about it, you're north of the line. So get that down in your notes. That's what the Tosfos Rosh said in the name of Rabbeinu Tam. Okay? Please get it. Go ahead. Back to Tosfos. So our version of Tosfos, the response from Rabbeinu Tam is that, well, don't worry about it, we don't pass Rabbi Yehuda. But in a Hanami, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Bichai Vetrumas and Maaseres, comes to Tosfos HaRosh B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, and a different answer. That in a Hanami, you're not going to be Chayav according to anyone, because it's north of the line. Yes? That's a big difference between those two answers, no? It's a big nafka meaning, correct? Okay. Go ahead.
Aval Kasha, but there is a question.
Excellent. Well, I understand this. Rabbi Yehuda was a Navi. Rabbi Yehuda was a holy Tana, but he wasn't a Navi. It's not mentioned in Tanakh. How did Rabbi Yehuda know that all these makom was between those two lines in the sandwich? Right? You know what I mean by the sandwich? In the middle of those two lines, they were lishma and they were healed? That you wouldn't have to say b'fanei nechafanei nechafanei. That's exactly what the Gemara said at Binyamin, yes? It's a Pella. That's Tosfos Kasha. How on earth does Rabbi Yehuda know this? Ben, you got me? So what's Tosfos Teretz? Go ahead.
The
Tosfos is going to give three terutzim. Let's get it, guys. Go ahead.
Lekach. Therefore, yesh tomar, as you say, will answer.
Excellent. What does that mean?
That Oleg Bubba didn't conquer.
And therefore what? So I said a few guys and said, what is going on with this Tosfos? That should make it worse. If the Oleg Bubba didn't capture the lands, that should make it what? Chutz La'aretz, no? We know that from Tosfos Daf Beis. What did the big Tosfos say in Daf Beis in Aleph? Did Maskel Ashkelon. What did Tosfos say in Ashkelon? That Ashkelon is presented by the Mishnah as being what? Ashkelon is being presented by what? The Chutz La'aretz. If Ashkelon is Chutz La'aretz, how could it be? What do you mean Ashkelon's in Pesukim? It's Eretz Yisrael. That was Tosfos Kasha. Remember the big Tosfos we did 6 months ago in the beginning of the year? It was October, right? Maybe 5 months ago after Sukkot, right? Because we did Prusbul and Elul. What was Tosfos Kasha? How could the mission present Ashkelon Chutz La'aretz? You see Ashkelon's part of Eretz Yisrael from the Pesukim. What was the answer? Vomer Rabbeinu Tam. The what? The Oleg Bubba did not capture what? Ashkelon. So that's why, for our purposes, Ashkelon is considered to be what? Vom Ribbonatam, Ole Bavlo Kavshua. The Psukim saying Yoshua and Shoftim that Ashkelon is part of Israel. So Ole Bavlo didn't capture it. So Ole Bavlo didn't capture it. Shouldn't that make it worse? You guys understand what I'm saying? The Tyson answer doesn't make any sense. We're trying to substantiate Yisrael why it's considered to be called Eretz Yisrael. Why is it considered to be called Eretz Yisrael? If the Holy Bubble already didn't capture it, it's Chutz Lars. So what's up, Shad and Tysus?
Can you say, does that imply that the Holy Mitzrayim did?
What did you say?
Can that imply that the Holy Mitzrayim did?
Yeah, but Lamaisa, we know that Tysus sheet is that the dependent, and funny enough, I'm going to dependent on Holy Bubble. Bench, that's Tysus the Sheetasa. So what was. What'd you say?
We hope by that in general.
Well, yeah, that's what Tysus holds. It depends on different sheetas, Lamaisa. Rashi and the Rambam, we had said that the Mishnah was based on Holy Mitzrayim. But within Tysus, it's very difficult. So let's understand Tysus' Kasha a little bit better, and then we'll understand Tysus' Teretz Bezant Shem. Rav Nacha Parchovich, Rishiva the Mir, pointed out, and I thought this was a very beautiful horror, Rav Yudha never once discussed Befani Nechta Beferish. What did he discuss on Nafkes? He gave you the borders, the Sani, Ezo, Eretzo, Ezo, Chutzlars, correct? What did he discuss in Zion and Beis? Whether you're having Chum's Mice in the boat. The Gemara extrapolated from Yehuda's Shita what would be by the Funanekta, right? Rabbi Yehuda never spoke about it directly himself. Is that correct? He never once discussed it himself. The Gemara extrapolated. In fact, the Makor of the Bryce at Toseftin Shumas, the guy with the Chiyuv Meiser. The Gemara just extrapolated, and you have to say that the Gemara assumed those places were Shechichi Gemiri. What's Shechichi? No problem with Kiyum. Gemiri, they know how to learn. So if that's the case, how did Rabbi Yehuda know these places? Everything between in the sandwich is considered what they were learning in Shrich. It's a Pella. So Tyson answers, Shkoya, the Holy Bubble didn't capture it. That should make it worse. I want you guys to get this down. What he means to say is the following. What types of land need kibush? Land masses. What types of land mean it, Yehuda? A real land. A land mass needs to be captured by Holy Bubble to make it Eretz Yisrael. But the ocean and its islands do not need to be captured to get Kedusha's arts. Only land itself needs what? Only land itself, right? They need Kibush like Eretz Yisrael itself to be captured or to receive Kedusha's Eretz Yisrael. But Labaisa, if it's what? If it's waters and its islands, that does not need to be captured to be attained Kedusha's arts. And that's what Tysus means in that line. It's very hard to figure that out. He says, "Lekakish lo kavshu ole abavol." So okay, fine. What's not captured ole abavol? Those lands, the lands lomaisa, the lands lomaisa, land masses. Okay, that's what he was saying. The land masses. That's what you have to read into the Tysus. This is a great example, guys. That sometimes you have to read into a Tosfos. And that's exactly what we're doing. We're reading into this Tysus. That's exactly what he must mean. Otherwise, you can't understand on earth what Tysus is talking about. What is Tysus trying to answer? This is the answer that we're given. Halacha lamaisa. Okay? And that's why the halacha, you want to say the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda? Maybe the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. But I want you to know something. Those land masses are not considered to be Eretz Yisrael, even if the halacha would be like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay? You understand what I'm saying? See, what was Rabbeinu Tam's psak? We don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Yes? When he gives this answer now, he's saying, even if you paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, add this down in your notes, even if you would paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, the land masses will not be considered Eretz Yisrael. Arya, did you read into the Tysa like that? Binyamin, did you read into the Tysa like that? It's not a very easy to read it in like that, but that's what he means. Ole Bubble did not capture the land masses. Those are the land masses that you need. But the water in themselves, the water in the islands, do not need to be captured. All they have to do is between the lines, and that'll be called Eretz. So that's one Teretz. Inami, go ahead.
Inami, alternatively.
Yes, or else, go ahead.
Can it perish the Kuntras like Rashi explains? The Kol Shekin Neged Eretz Yisrael, that everything opposite Eretz Yisrael, I didn't call Hayam Shekin Neged Eretz Yisrael. That means all the ocean, all the water that's opposite Eretz Yisrael.
Excellent. We're not talking about the dry land until the Atlantic. Elo? Nissen should be Yamagadol. Only the islands Yamagadol Dafke
Dixiv.
Okay, it's like
it's written. Yamagadol Buba Hashemesh Yeg Bulfa.
Uksiv.
It's also written.
Perish.
Perish was when I think Yamsuf would start darkening.
What is Yamsuf to the south? What do you mean what? Yamsuf is the border on the south? Yes? Go ahead, Yam Plishtim. Are you familiar with Yam Plishtim? Excellent.
Midbar of the Mizrah, the desert to the east, Nahar Pras.
Which is Jordan, yes? Nahar Pras, Litzad?
Litzad, south.
Excellent. Excellent. Which is really in the northeast, yes? So what's the second answer of Tulsus, which is Rashi, really? You guys tell me. Why is Italy, those lands, or Cyprus, or whatever, Sicily, those islands, not going to be Chayv? What's the answer?
We're only talking about the water.
Excellent. Meaning, you don't have to get into Kibush. It has nothing to do with Oli Bavel. That was the first answer. The second answer is that the Pasuk is talking about the Yam. The Yam includes islands, yes? The Yam and islands are automatically tuffled to what? Eretz Yisrael. But a landmass itself, yes? A landmass itself is not what? A landmass itself is not considered Tufel to Eretz Yisrael. So basically, according to Rashi, the Pasuk of what? The Pasuk of the Yam, and the Yam includes the islands, it doesn't need Kibush. Whatever you, when Eretz Yisrael is captured, automatically the waters and the what islands are considered Kiddush as well. They weren't captured, but they're subservient to what? They're tough with their throw, but a landmass is on its own. A landmass is not subservient. And therefore, if a landmass is not subservient, halacha l'maisa, that's considered to be what? That's considered to be, halacha l'maisa, that's considered to be on its own. And therefore, you would have to say, b'fanei nechtav, halacha l'maisa. Okay? So what are the two answers so far of Tosis? According to Yehuda, why is this considered to be what? Lishma and Kiyum, isn't there an issue of Lishma and Kiyum according to Rabbi Yehuda? According to Rabbi Yehuda, how does he know that there's Lishma and Kiyum that you don't need to say before the Nechta? What's the answer? First answer is in a Hanami, that what? A land that wasn't captured will need to say before the Nechta. But any other what? Any other land, Lamaisa, that is like water and what? Water and islands gets what? Gets subsumed, Lamaisa. And it doesn't necessarily have to be what? It doesn't need kibush to get kedushas aretz. Yes, it's only the land masses, yes? This is that's Tais's first eretz. Kol sheken neged eretz Yisrael, right? Havi eretzo kola yavasha, therefore it needs kibush. In order for a land mass to become eretz Yisrael, Benj, it must be captured. If it's not captured, it's not considered to be what? It's not considered to be Eretz Yisrael. Do you understand what I'm saying? So what is he saying in his answer? According to Tyson's first answer, what is Tyson saying? That why is the stuff between the lines Eretz Yisrael? Only if it got captured by Oli Bavel. If it wasn't captured by Oli Bavel in a Hanami, you would have to say what? So what are we talking about in our Gemara? We're talking about the lands that obviously were what?
Captured.
Halacha l'maisa. Or it was talking about the islands, Lamaisa, or it was talking about the islands, but what I want to bring out to you is that from Tosis, it seems that those islands, yes, those islands and the seas need to be what? Need to be captured, yes? According to Tosis, they need to be captured. According to Rashi, what does Rashi say? Rashi says the islands and the sea do not need to be captured. They're just tuffled there itself. Once you capture it itself, it's automatically kadosh. Okay? Whereas a landmass is not considered to be tuffled. Okay? So I'm trying to delineate to you the difference between the first answer and the second answer, which is Rashi. The first answer requires what? The first answer requires kibush. Yes? It requires kibush. So if you say it requires kibush, then what are you going to have to say? You guys tell me, what do you have to say, Lamaisa? That what? That the case we're talking about in the Gemara is what? That it was actually what? That it actually was captured in what? The island, Lamaisa would have to have been what? Would have to have been captured. If it wasn't captured, then it's what? Then it's Chutzlarts. Whereas according to the second Deya, which is Rashi, Eliezer, you follow what I'm saying? It's automatic. Only a landmass is not considered to be what? Tufel Eretz Yisrael. But the waters and the islands are considered automatically kadosh. As long as you capture it, it's automatically kadosh. So that's what we're talking about according to... So if I ask you, what is the pshat in the Gemara according to the first two terutzim of Tosfos? What would you say? Benji, what would you say? According to the first terutzim, it's talking about a land that was what? Or an island that taka was what? That was what? Arya, please get this. A hard Tosfos. There was kibush on it. But what do you see from that day in Tosfos? That islands must be captured. Whereas according to Rashi, what does it mean? Islands and the water, the bodies of waters, are subsumed there in Israel. All you have to do is capture Eretz Israel, and it's automatically kadosh. So therefore, you could even be talking about in the Gemara, an island that was taken not what? An island that was not actually captured. Okay? An island that was not actually captured. That's a big difference of shot in the Gemara. Yes, go ahead.
Olebab,
yes. This is Lishtaso with the Tais and Nafes. What did Tais ask on Nafes? Why is Ashkelon considered Chutz La'aretz? It's Yoshua and Shoftim. Two Psukim show the fair church. So what's the answer? Our borders, according to Ben Tam, require Olebab. Olebab didn't capture Ashkelon.
No, the territories that were captured in Olebab, and there are no islands in the Mediterranean that are part of that, so then what would the Gemara be referring to? According to the first day of Tosso.
I don't know that. I don't know. How do you know there are no islands? I don't know. I mean, Charles bring up a good point. Obviously, Mayer, Tice is assuming. Well, we got to be these five guys. Tice is assuming, obviously, that there are islands that Ole Bubble did capture. That's what you have to assume. Where? I don't know. You got to check Tanakh. Ari, you want to check the computer? Which islands were captured by the Ole Bubble? I don't know. Google it. What did you say?
Tanakh doesn't discuss what's going on in water.
Did the Ole Bubble get to the water? Maybe they did. You have to say, according to Tosfos, they did. Otherwise, what's the Gemara talking about?
There's no historical record of anyone.
Okay, but we have the historical record. Our Tosfos
travel to the Romans.
I know our historical record is Tosfos getting Kesem and Aleph that they captured Ole Bubble. Ole Bubble captured. That's what you have to say. That's what he's saying.
Tosfos is saying that we should have done it, but we didn't, and therefore it doesn't.
What do you mean we should have done it?
That's saying that had we captured something, then it would be worthwhile. Then it would be good.
So Binyamin wants to say the Gemara is all theoretical. And that's what the Gemara means. Lamaisa. So you're saying when it said maybe get Bisfina Beretzra Tzarach Lomar is all theoretical. It didn't happen. They have to capture. Okay, I want you to get that down here. It's possible. If you take it literally, then we have to assume only Bubba captures some of the islands. Binyamin wants to say it's all theoretical. Okay, I hear you. I do hear you. Maybe that's what the Gemara meant. We have no trace in Tanakh that they captured the islands, do we? I don't think so. So maybe the Gemara means on a theoretical level. Good. But what is the major nafkamina between the first two terutzim? Do they have to actually be captured? First day in Tosfos says they must be captured. Second day in Tosfos, according to Rashi, says absolutely not. There is no need for them to be captured. Okay? Yes, Bench.
According to the first day in Tosfos, so we said that if the Ole Bubble do not conquer the islands, then they're not chayav maaser.
Then it's chutz la'aretz. They're not chayav. Correct. What makes it Eretz Yisrael is the Ole Bubble capturing it. So therefore, our Gemara is saying that the city was Eretz Yisrael. So you have to say it's talking about a case that Ole Bubble captured. So Aryeh and Yisrael asked me, he said, where is it traced in Tanakh that the Ole Bubble captured islands? So I'm saying you have to assume like that. So Binyamin, I think, say a little bit better to me. The Gemara just made me on a theoretical level. Okay? The Gemara made me on a theoretical level. So, you know, if you take what Binyamin's saying correct, which I happen to think is probably more correct than what I'm saying, then I think it tones down, and I want you to get this down in your notes, it tones down a great, great deal of this amazing sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Because I always like to say it over to people. I said, do you know, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Stam Rabbi Yehuda and Shai, is Rabbi Yehuda by a lie? That, you know, what was the islands in the Greece? Sicily?
Sicily and Crete.
In Crete, you know, those are part of Eretz Yisrael. People look at me and they think I'm nuts. I said, don't you know, Gittin, Chesem, and Av, that's Rabbi Yehuda, right? So if you go like this first day in Tais, it's toned, you're watering it down a lot. Because the bottom line is the Gemara is saying, that's only if Ole Bubble would have captured it. Ole Bubble Taka never did. So even Rabbi Yehuda is going to agree that Crete and what?
Sicily
are not Eretz Yisrael. Do you understand what I'm saying, Aryeh? You have to hold your horses a little bit on that. You know, you got to put the brakes on a little bit with that if you hold like this first day in Tosfos. Because the bottom line is, in order for it to be Eretz Yisrael, you need Olei Bavelim captured. And that's exactly what he's saying in the first day in Taisus. And I hear what you're saying. So maybe the whole Gemara is theoretical then. So you got to hold your horses. Now, what, according to the second day, you don't have to hold your horses. Because why? According to Rashi, what are we saying? That since the water and the lands are what? The water and the islands are bottled there at Yisrael. If you capture it, so automatically they're kadosh. So they're automatically kadosh. So when I say Sicily and Crete are part of Eretz Yisrael, according to Rita, I mean it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not. I don't have to tone it down at all. I don't have to hold my horses on that and put the brakes on it. You understand what I'm saying? I want you to get this down. Okay, I don't know. We're getting to the Baruch Hashem Siyata Deshmaya. As Rabbi Berman said, you always need Siyata Deshmaya. We're getting to the depth of this teretz. Now there's a third turn. Let's see the third turn. Go ahead, Ash. You're doing a great job. Go ahead.
There's another answer. Shehai Yodea Shehai Kulam Bakim Lishma. That he knew that they were all experts. Lefi Shehai Yodea Lehem Adhefan Yisrael Pondim. That they knew that was the point that Israel...
He knew where Jews got to on the planet Earth on the globe. Okay, go ahead.
There were no other Jews past them.
Exactly. Can I read in? Minachas, daf what? Go ahead. Mitzur Klape Marv on the western. Go ahead. Klape Mizrach. Klape Mizrach, eastward. Go ahead. There's no Jews found, and they don't understand. They don't recognize the Eibishter, unfortunately. So, if that's the case, Reb Yudah knew that there were Jews over there. You know how Reb Yudah had the two lines? He had a Masorah that there were Jews that reached there. Now, we had a whole discussion in Seder. We were looking at the computer, and Oren pointed out to me that everyone said that Tunis is was a Carthage? Yeah, so there's a Jewish community for years called what? Jibo?
Jerba.
Jerba Yidim. So basically anything left of, you see, Tunisia's in between Libya and Algeria. Anything left of Tunisia really should be chutzlarts, according to this answer. So it doesn't go all the way out to the Straits of Gibraltar, like we said. So each chiddush of Taisus has an answer. So when the answer comes up, Taisus asked, again, what was Taisus Kasha? How on earth did Rebbe Yudah know? He knew. He knew there were Yidin there. Not only were there Yidin there, they knew how to learn. They had a network of signatures, and they also knew how to learn. You have to add that in. But left of what? Left of Algeria, left of Tunisia, where that was of Kartagibni. Did anyone look up where Mansour was? Where was Sur?
So that's in Lebanon.
Sur was in Lebanon. It says to the west.
That's the entire Mediterranean. They're saying that that's the Mediterranean span that you can find Jews. From the edge all the way to Lebanon, Carthage. That's the span that you can find.
That's
Jews.
Eastward. I'm saying, what is Sur Mimarav? Lebanon's in the north.
What does
Sur Kaple Mairav mean?
It's from there and west.
You mean western? I mean, you draw a line west of Lebanon. You mean there wouldn't be Yidden?
And east of Carthage, that's where Jews are. Right.
East of Carthage, and you're saying west of. I gotcha. Gotcha. You mean east of Lebanon, not?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Good. Whatever the case might be, you're going to have to say that. How does these three answers answer the Kasha Taisus? Let's get it. What was Taisus Kasha? How does Reb Yudah know that they knew how to learn Lishma and there was a network? What's the first teretz? We're talking about a situation where what? Where you need them to be captured. Maybe it's theoretical. Could very well be. Okay. Second teretz is, automatically it's Kaddish. You're only going to be captured because the waters and islands are in what bottle, whereas the land mass is not. And number three is, he had a Masorah that were Yidden, but according to that, you're going to have to put the brakes on geographically and stop it at Tunis. Whereas the other first two teretz, we're not going to say that. First two teruts, you're not going to say that. It'll go all the way to the Straits of Gibraltar. So according to that third teretz, you're not putting the brakes on it either. You really. You don't have to tone it down. Okay? You're just toning it down a little bit geographically. That's all. So we got the three teruts. Yisrael, you got what I'm saying? Those are three teruts. See, it's just interesting to me what I guess the first teruts didn't buy that. I mean, how do you know that? How do you know they had a Masorah there? Kulam Bakim. Maybe that's why the first two teruts didn't buy the third teruts. Yes, Oren.
Can everybody please say it again?
Yes. What was the kasha? The kasha was, how did Reb Yudah know that there was Lishma in a network for signatures for authentication? How did he know that it went all between the two lines? So Tosfos gives three teretz. One teretz is that, we're talking theoretically, you need the one of those lands in the middle to be captured by Olei Bavel. If they're not captured enough, and I'm the chutzlars. So theoretically, if they would have been captured, Olam Haba would have been Eretz Yisrael, but usually it's probably not. So it's all, the Gemara's talking all on a theoretical level. Okay? That tones down why I said, you know, I'm always very excited about Rabbi Yehuda Shita, but that tones it down because it's all theoretical. Because Olam Haba, Pashut Shaul, we have no Makaris and Tanakh that they did that. The second teretz, though, you don't have to tone it down at all. Second teretz is that in a Hanami, the lands, the islands, and the waters are Baltal Teretz Yisrael. So once you capture Eretz Yisrael, automatically they're Kadosh. They don't have to physically be captured. Only land masses, big land masses, have to be captured. So that doesn't tone it down at all. It's very strong. And then the third answer is that it only is going to be Eretz Yisrael to where we have Masor, where Jews are, and that's all the way up to Tunisia, but it's going to stop there. So you're going to tone it down geographically according to that teretz. Maybe the reason why the first two teretz didn't like the third teretz is because how do you know what's your raya then? You're just making that assumption you'd have a Masor. Maybe the third teretz didn't like the first two teretz because second teretz, how do you know that automatically that should be so? How do you know it's tougher? I mean, I understand this far, but how do you know? And number one is that Maisa, it's hard to be Maisa with the Gemara. It's on a theoretical level. You know what I mean? So each one has its advantage and disadvantage. That's how you guys learn up in Tysus. You had Akashi, you had the three Terutsim. Eliezer, you move, or you move over a little bit so I can see. Yeah. Okay? You got what I'm saying? You always got to go through the Akashi with the Terutsim. Jonathan, very quickly, go ahead.
Yeah, I should look now, but I think Tzor was in. Was in ancient Eretz Yisrael.
Uh-huh. Okay, I think you're right. I think it was in the north. Yeah, yeah. Very good. It's just interesting. It says you just got to drop the line down, like the Nyoman saying.
We're talking about
you got to drop the line down that that's the western side where the Jews were.
We're talking okay. about
the Bible, yes. No, it says Mitzur Klape Meir.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's the western side. I understand, well, but what Binyamin is saying is that this eastern of is considered
yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's no Jews there, here is Sur. What is it called? Katlagi. That's what it means. That's what he means. East of this, west of this Israel, there's no what? There's no Edom. What's the Lashon HaTaisis? Lashon HaTaisis is what? Mitzur Klape Meir. Right. This is Sur. You go westward, there's Jews. You go east of Katalargi, there's also Jews. You understand what I'm saying? That's what Binyamin's saying. It's correct, very, very correct pshat. You just got to drop the line down. Okay? All right, that's how you learn the pshat. Okay? Yeah, Tzur is mentioned in Navi. Okay, here we go. Vayter now in the Gemara. That's how you get it. So I this toys is a hard toysis. You can go through quickly, you don't follow it. You got to ask yourself, that's why I was asking a few guys in Seder, what's the first teretz? It makes it worse. What he means to say is that if theoretically Ole Bava captured it, then it would be Eretz Yisrael. They're not.
Would you ever like
to
look up the
they didn't.
The Gemara Nachos, like get Sfarish translation for it? So you can look that up. Sfarish translation for the lines. Is there a copy
matter? No, it's fine. It's fine. That's a pshat in the Gemara. That's a pshat in the Gemara. Okay. I'm just saying that Lamaisa, he knew that they had that Messiah. The first two Terutsu maybe didn't like that Lamaisa. Yeah, I think it means like you said, to drop the line down. Okay, let's go back to the Gemara, guys. Okay, this is a very important Gemara. You could say it over in Pesach or Holmes about the Mitzvah of Yishuv Haaretz. Okay, this next Gemara is very critical of Mitzvah Yishuv. I was just in the Holy Land, Lamaisa, Yehuda, we'll start the next Sugi. Okay, let's see the next Sugi inside. When we landed, you know, everyone claps. That's the minute, right? Did I tell you that already? I told you yesterday, I'm so tired, I remember what I told you. But I told you, so if you guys clap when you handed in Newark, I told you that? That I didn't tell you? I didn't tell you that yesterday? Yeah, so there were a few guys who clapped in Newark. I said, what are you clapping for? You have to think Hashem, we landed, but it's not the Holy Land, you know? The minis only clap when you get in land in Eretz Yisrael, you know? You don't clap when you get back to Newark, you know? You thank Hashem you're safe. Okay, even though it happens to be, of all the states in America, New Jersey is, you know, on the map, looks the most like geographically, like Eretz Yisrael. You guys know that.
Oh.
Okay? All right, let's go. Jonathan, very quick. Go ahead.
Yeah, very quick. So, originally, Tzor was actually given to Asher.
Okay.
And
Shavit Asher. Yes.
Shavit Asher.
Yes.
And then...
not Asher Khan. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. Yes, exactly. Go ahead.
And then, over time, it became kind of a city that was rooted in evil and...
It was what?
a city that was rooted in evil and was prophesied to be destroyed.
Okay, great, great. Very good. We're not playing a game of Risk that you gave, you know, Tzur to, you know, Sandra Asher Khan. We're not playing Risk here. Okay, let's see the Gemara. Go ahead. Let's go. Two dots. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Go ahead, Asher. Remeir Omer. Oh, we learned many, many months ago that Akko's like Eretz Yisrael for Gittin. And therefore, you don't have to save a funny necklace that gets delivered from there to Tel Aviv or to whatever it is. Chevron, go ahead. Tveria, go ahead.
Okay.
They asked the Shiawa from Kiyah Bar Abba. Boy, my name is a Shiawa Lachlo Maisa. Go ahead. Oh. Now, what's an Evid?
A slave.
Excellent. What type of Evid? Kanani or Evid Ivri? Evid Kanani. Now, let's get down. The definition of Evid Kanani is a man that's bought off the slave market as a goy, or a woman who's bought off the slave market as a non-Jewish woman, and you give the person a meal of a tefillah. They become half-Jewish. That's an Evid Kanani. He's half-Jewish. He's chayav al mitzvah like a Jewish woman, full-fledged Jewish woman. Full-fledged Jewish woman has to observe all the negative commandments, and a mitzvah says she shalom b'zman grama, right? Evid Kanani is exactly like a full-fledged Jewish woman. Chiyuv mitzvahs. Shivcha Kanani is exactly like a full-fledged Jewish woman. Correct. That's an Evid Kanani. Please get that. One's a man, one's a woman. That's all. No difference. There's no nafkamina in mitzvahs.
A shivcha Kanani and a regular Jewish woman.
Big nafkamina, who they can marry. Shivcha Kanani can only marry an Evid Kanani. Yes? Or an Evid Ivri in the case where he was sold by Beis Din. Can't sell himself. Falls in love with a shiksa, he wants to sell himself. Miriam, we don't paskin. We paskin an Evid Ivri that sells himself, cannot have a shiksa, cannot be with a shiksa kananis. You got this? Please don't confuse. An Evid Kanani is a half Jew. An Evid Ivri is a full Jew that either was sold himself or was sold by Beis Din because he stole money, he couldn't pay it back. You got to know the difference. An Evid Ivri is a full fledged Jewish man. Yes?
So a male and a female Evid Kanani have the same level of Chiyuv Mitzvahs?
That's correct. Well said. Absolutely well said. That is absolutely correct. Whereas, so that led Binyamin to the Kasha. Said, what's the difference between a Jewish woman and a Shuk Kananis? Like Abba Chiyuv Mitzvahs, there is no difference. But like who they can marry, there's a difference. Okay?
When
you have a Kanani,
you
have a Yes,
he's having Lavin. And an Evid Kananis, but not.
Oh, because she's a woman.
Yeah, exactly. So there's
no okay, that's because she's a woman.
Yeah, so, okay.
Yeah, a woman. There are three lavin that a woman are potter from. What are the three lavin women are potter from? Baal Tashvis, Baal Takif, and Baal Tatam Lameis. A Bas Kohen can go to a cemetery, right? She can be Tatam Lameis. It's a mission kedusha. The Gemara says men and women are equal. Agave all own shibatayr. Gemara has that line in a lot of places. Hishra because each leaves the own shibatayr. But there are three lavin where women are exempt from. Can I add, what do you say, Aurin?
Why about Tashvis?
It's exerts a custom. They don't have usually hair, facial hair, too, women. So.
Baal Tashvis
is
the face.
Yeah, no, not Baal Tashvis. Baal Tashvis is the face. Baal Takif is on the head, Baal Tashvis is on the face.
Oh, I thought you meant wasting.
No. I'm
wasting,
sorry, didn't elaborate on that.
The same law.
What'd you say?
Wasting food is the same law of men and women. Well,
yeah. Yes, of course. Wasting food is only derived according to the Rush. According to the Rama, Baal Tashvis is only when you cut down a fruit tree. Wasting food is the Rabbana, according to the Rama. Okay? But let's add on a fourth and fifth lav, they're not in the Mishnah. There's a lav not allowed to be scared of your enemy when you go to fight. That only applies to men and not women. Women are lav benos mochamon even. What's the fifth one? Lorya panai rekam. And Choskinus is empty handed. Women don't have to come and bring a korban, shlosh or a golem, according to certain shittas. So even though the Mishnah has three, he adds on a fourth and a fifth.
With the
Choskinus.
I mean,
couldn't hear you. What?
What are the three in the Mishnah?
Baal Takif, Baal Tashkis, and Baal Tatam Lameisim. So Mishnah Kedusha, what daf? Chavtes Amar Aleph. Okay? Check it out quickly in the computer. Go ahead. Jonathan, quickly. Go ahead. Let's go.
Isn't there something problematic if wouldn't she be a Rishon Lutumah to her husband then? If she was
she?
She'll go ahead and go to the Paraduma. She'll do that immediately.
Yeah, of course.
It's a Bas Kohen. It's not a wife of a Kohen.
Let's say she gets married or something to a Kohen. So okay, whatever. Third, the Issur for a Kohen in the time of Mace is direct. Okay, let's go weiter. So what's the din? Go ahead again. Asher, go ahead. Remeir Omer. Remeir
Omer.
Let's start again from the two dots. Remeir
Omer. Remeir Omer, Hakko Keres Yisrael. Boy, Menei, Rebbe Chia Bar Abba. So that's from Rebbe Chia Bar Abba. Hamokar Abdu L'Suriya K'mokhe L'Chuzvar Estam Yehuda. We sell a slave in Syria, is it like selling in L'Chuzvar or not? Amalu. So he said to them, Tani Suha, we have a mission that discusses this.
Excellent.
Remeir Omer, Remeir says, Hakko Keres Yisrael L'Git. Hakko Keres Yisrael L'Gars L'Git. L'Git in L'Avarim L'Lover. Forget him, yes, but not for Avarim. The coach came to Syria, and all the more so Syria, to Marhaba too, which is even further away from
us. Now, did you guys look up where Syria Aram Tzov is? Is it the real Syria? Or is it more Lebanon?
More or less. It's an expanded version of modern Syria.
It is? It's not more Lebanon than Syria nowadays?
It's both.
Aram Tzov, yeah, okay. Covers the north and a little bit northeast?
It's its own area.
Okay, so what does Gomorrah say, Asher? What's Upsak? What was Upsak of Rechia Baraba? She's selling her Evik Kanani. What's the din?
It's like Chutzlitz.
Why?
Because it's not like Eretz Yisrael.
It's only Eretz Yisrael for Gittin, but for Avadim and Kol Shekain, Surya, which is further away, it's going to be considered Chutzlitz. What is the reason why we're going to get to that now? What's the reason why we find the buyer? Why would a guy buy an Evik Kanani? You're doing a terrible thing. We're going to go through it now. Anyone who buys an Eved who lives in Chutzlarts and the Eved lives in Eretz Yisrael, you're taking him out of the midst of living in Eretz Yisrael. That's number one. You're taking him out of the midst of Trumas and Maestras. We're going to go through the different reasons, but he did a terrible thing. And the Chamin, the Gemara says, later on, made a fine, a knas. And they fined the guy and they said that what? Even though you bought your money, tough luck. The guy can leave. Does he get his money back? Yes or no? I don't think he gets his money back. Does he get his money back? That's the fine. The fine was you spent money for the Eved, but you try to hurt a guy by paying him out of Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, we fine him, and therefore he goes free. It's an unbelievable thing for the Eved Knani. And the guy loses his money. If he doesn't lose his money, then why would there be a knas? I was thinking, is that true? Doesn't Gemara bring up the Shiloh later on? Who learned the fourth parak?
I think the Gemara discusses, who the fine is on, the buyer and the seller. Because there are other discussions.
But we're assuming Lamaisa that what? That he doesn't get his money back.
Yes, I think the fine is on the buyer.
Yeah, so does he get his money back? Or is the fine that he gets his money back, but he doesn't get the Eved?
He doesn't get the money back.
I don't think he gets the money back. We got to verify that tomorrow on Seder. But I think the fine is that what? Theoretically, Ari, you could have said the fine was you didn't get your price. You didn't get your Eved. You know what I'm saying? You could get your money back, and the fine was you wanted to buy the Eved. You didn't get the Eved.
But then the fine would just be on the seller. If the question in the car, I think, is the fine, the fine is on somebody. Does someone's going to lose the value of heaven, either the buyer or the seller?
So that's why I'm saying the fine has got to be on the buyer.
Right. So
he loses out.
And he gets the money back, and the fine is on the seller. Because the seller has lost the heaven.
The seller lost the heaven.
And he lost the money.
That's why I'm saying that the fine is on the location. He loses his money. Okay, we're going to go through what the reasons are right now. Okay? Please get this down. Now, you might say to me, Rebbe, what does it have to do with Eretz Yisrael? It has a lot to do with it. Let's see it inside Rashi. Go ahead, Asher. Kemoicher.
Rashi de Remasco, Kemoicher de Chutzalaretz.
Yes.
It's not the Kemoicher. We teach later on, in Gimon days, Hamoicher Abdel Chutzalaretz. If you sell a slave out of Eretz Yisrael, Yotzel.
What type of slave?
Evik Kanani.
Excellent. Go ahead.
He goes, Yotzel Kairos, he goes first. De Kanisan Ulokeh.
De Kansinan.
De Kansinan Ulokeh. We find the buyer.
Yes.
Bishum de Eved Shaykh Kamisk, because Eved has some mitzvahs that he's hiding. But Asar would say some Eretz Chutzlaretz.
Wow.
You can't leave.
It's unbelievable, no? It's Asar leave Eretz Chutzlaretz. So what is Rashi saying? Get it down in your notes, black on white. What is Rashi saying, guys? What do you think Rashi's saying?
Basically, since...
What do you think Rashi's saying? What do you get? Benj, what are you doing? Let's focus. What are you doing in the Eved? What are you taking him out of?
Mitzvahs.
General, but what specifically is he saying?
Yeshivah.
I can't hear you.
You're taking him out of
Yeshivah. Excellent. That's what I think Rashi's saying. He first prefaces it by saying Eved is in the world of mitzvahs, Shach and mitzvahs, and what you're doing to him is messing him over because you're not going to fill the mitzvah Yeshivah anymore because you're selling him to Chutzlars. That's why we find him. But he prefaces that by saying Shach and mitzvahs. This is what Rashi's saying. Please get it. We're going to write it on the board. Why don't you get it down in your notes? Rashi's saying the reason why Lamaisa we find him, the buyer, because by the guy buying him, You are taking him out of the midst of Yishuv Haaretz. Please get this down. Lefize, Jonathan, please get it down. One second, Rashi. Get this down in your notes. Lefize, there's a raya. You with me, Oren? Lefize, it's a raya that women of Vadim are chayav in the midst of Yishuv Haaretz. Get it down, black on white. If we're interpreting the Rashi correct, which we are, you see clearly Rashi holds not only is the reason why we find the guys here taking them out of living in Eretz Yisrael, but number two, we're saying women and Avadim are mechuyev in Eretz Yisrael. Women and Avadim are always on the same level. There's a Gezeirah Shavah of law. They're always on the same level. Where does the Gemara say that? A Chagigya, a Daftalah. It has law. Yes? Who writes this as well? The Ran and the Enixubis is the name of the Raivin. That if a Kenani is chayav mitzvahs like a woman, and a woman is chayav Yishuv Haaretz, so too an Eved is. Yes? Please get this down. I'm going to write it on the board, but I want you to write it right now. This is Rashi Shita against the Beis Halevi. Who is the Beis Halevi? The Rav's great-grandfather. The Rav was named after him. Rabbi Yosef Dov Soloveitchik is named after the Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi in Chelik Beis Sof Simen Nun writes, women are pukta from Yishuv Haaretz. Why? Because I gave you the Ramban Al-Atayr. What does the Ramban Al-Atayr say in Parshas Maaseh, Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Nun Gimel? Did anyone get a chance to look at that Ramban? What does the Ramban say? Jonathan, please, if it's disturbing you, you know what to do. What does the Ramban say? We learn the mitzvah of Yishuv Haaretz from the Pasuk Yirashtamba, the Yishavtamba. Do women fight? Do women fight or not? No, they're Labanos Bechomanina. Where's that in Shas? Kedushin Bezim Bez. The law b'nei kibushnim, it's the same thing. They're not b'nei capturing. So you see that what? Says the Beis Halevi, women are pata from Yishuv Haaretz. That's against Rashi. Rashi clearly, with the Ran, says women in Avadim are chayv in Yishuv Haaretz. That is Rashi Shita. I'm not going to be lazy, even though I'm tired. Lamaisa, I'm still going to write it on the board. I don't care. I'm fighting the Yetzer. So Rashi holds Lamaisa the Eved, Kenani, along with the woman, the Noshin, Chayavim, the Yishuv Haaretz. You go out with a girl, she wants to live, make Aliyah, you say, it's a wonderful that you have such a feeling. So wonderful, you hold like she this Rashi, you didn't chesem it out. That's what you tell her on the first day, within the first minute, Lamaisa. You hold like she this Rashi, it's also the Raivin, Lamaisa. Also, the rabbi, you tell her in the first 5 minutes of the date that she's a wonderful woman because she's only like Rashi and the rabbi. Okay? Allah Almighty. Okay? Against the Beis Halevi. Against the Beis Halevi. Beis Halevi says that Noshim Vavadim are what? Turim from Yishuv Haaretz. They are part from Yishuv Haaretz. Why? Because Lav B'nei what? Kibush Ninim. The truth of the matter is, it should only apply to women, no? Labidei kibush ninim. Because it says, v'yashavtim, and what? V'yarashtim yashavtaba. So according to Beis Halevi, you know what? We should just write nashim. But just to stick with nashim, because avadim are men. So I'm not going to write avadim. Let's say nashim, okay? But the reasoning is based on the Ramban. Okay? The reasoning is based on the Ramban. Now, if you hold like the Beis Halevi with this Ramban, what's the next sentence I'm going to say? What do you do with what? Our Gemara. Why are you finding that? If it's not based on that, then why are you finding it? They're not hiding these Shemarites.
We just took out the word Evan.
You did, you're right. We did take out the word Evan, Lamaisa. But we normally assume that they're what? We normally assume that they're the same, Pasha, Lamaisa. We normally assume the same. But you're right.
So
I agree with you.
We're all good.
I agree with you. If you erase it, then the Gemara is fine. Okay, I agree with you. But maybe we'll come with another theory. Even if we didn't erase it, Arye, we'd still be okay. Yes, Bench, go ahead.
Did we say earlier in the year, one's allowed to leave Yisrael for Nasa, for Mitzvah? So
you're allowed to leave for three things, Gemara says in Nevodah Zarah Daf Yud Gimel. For marriage, for Talmud Torah, and for Parnasa. And then Tos expands it any Mitzvah, as long as you go on Manas Lachsor. And you, even those three things, you have to go on Manas Lachsor. Okay? But this is not a need, Lamaisa.
Can you say
it's not his choice. It's the buyer's choice. Buyer lives in Chutz La'aretz. Buyer shouldn't have done it. Buyers should not have bought such a guy. It's not right. That's why we fine him.
Maybe they should print us a Torah to sell this evidence to make money.
But he's living in Chutz Lars, the buyer. We're talking about the buyer. We find the buyer.
Yeah, I know.
The seller's in Eretz Yisrael. So let's see, but I want you to get this down. Very important. 1 second, Binyamin. Please get this down. I really want you to look up this Ramban al-Tayra. I'm going to give it to you again tomorrow Makaymis. The Ramban al-Tayra, on this Pasuk, Lamagil Basuk and Gimel writes on the Pasuk, Yishavtam is already Yishavtam Vah. He claims, and it's a famous Ramban, that the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah chiyuvis. You really have to pack your bags only after mincha, after sharing mincha, not before. You only have to pack your bags to make aliyah. You have a chiyuv tonight, according to Ramban, to make aliyah. Every Jew has a chiyuv aliyah. He says, it's a mitzvah sesay, Hashem commanded us to live in Eretz Yisrael, to inherit it. Ki yidna lehem l'yumasu v'nachal Hashem. It's given to you, and don't be repulsed with the nachal Hashem. I kissed Eretz Yisrael when I got there, and I kissed it when I left. I told you guys I would, and I did it, thank God. I kissed the street outside Natbach. You know what they call Natbach? Ben Gurion. Why do they call it Natbach?
It's
the acronym of what? Not stay too far. Very good.
Yeah.
At Natbach. So I carried it, I kissed the street.
Literally an airport.
Okay, good. So you hear what I'm saying? Let's get this down. The Ramban writes a chiyuv. Where does he write this? Allah Torah. What parsha? Maase Perik what? Lamed Gimel Nun Gimel. 33:53. Please look this up. And the Ramban repeats it in the Osophis. Rabbi Berman quoted from the Ramban in the Osophis today regarding the mitzvah. What does the Ramban say? He has a whole list of mitzvahs the Ramban forgot to list. What's the fourth one in mitzvah Dalet? Yishuv Haaretz. The Ramban did not list it. Yishuv Haaretz. Yes? So by the fact the Rambam omitted it, what does that show? Get this down in your notes. The Rambam omitted the mitzvah Yishuv Haaretz. What is the reason why you omitted it? Like the Megillah Sestri holds is not a mitzvah. Correct. That's a Megillah Sestri shot, like Yisrael. What does Rav Abinazer say? He says, of course he holds it's a mitzvah. But since other mitzvahs require it, Yisrael doesn't need to list it. Like Trumas and Maisers are mitzvahs. He doesn't have to list there. So obviously, in order to be Chavit Shumai, so you have to be in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, but the Abnei Zol is a real mitzvah. And then Rav Kook, they quote in his name, that it's so axiomatic to Yadis, the mitzvah of what? So axiomatic to Yadis, there has to be a mitzvah. He doesn't need to list it. It's hard to imagine that answer, no? He lists Yidias Hashem, no? He lists Yidias Hashem, but Rav Kook was the God of Ador. Rav Kook was the God of Ador. This is what they say in the name of Cook. Once you get the three, please get it down. What are the three Biurim are in the computer? Why did the Rambam omit the mitzvah Yishuv Haaretz? One shot's like the Megillah Esther that he held it wasn't a mitzvah. Number one. Number two is Avnei, he holds it's a mitzvah. He didn't list it because other mitzvahs require it. And number three is, what's number three? What's number three?
It's so axiomatic
the Addis, he didn't need to list it, which we had a kash on. Is it more axiomatic than a Yedias Hashem, knowing Hashem? Okay, I don't know. Rashi al Atayr. What does Rashi al Atayr say in Parshas Maase? Yishavtam ba? What's Yishavtam ba mean? Rashi says the promise. Doesn't say that it's an imperative that you got to conquer Eretz Yisrael. According to Rashi, Parshas Maase, it's not a mitzvah. Yes? According to Rashi, it's not a mitzvah. I would say if that's Pshat and Rashi, it's against Rashi by us. It's a steer in Rashi's. Rashi and the Chumash to Rashi and the Gemara. We're interpreting Rashi talking about Yishuv Haaretz. It's Mamish against Rashi and Chumash.
Why can we say Rashi here is talking about like Maestros and Shvias and not Yishuv Haaretz?
You guys tell me. I'm glad you asked me that, Bench. Very good. You guys tell me. Why do you think that? I don't think that's a pshat in Rashi. Tell me. I hear you. It's good hara. Good kasha. Why? Because what does he say? How does he describe it? No, how does he describe it, Bench? Don't you get the impression with that phrase, which is a Gemara given, what daf? I involve him in base. Yes? Don't you get the impression from that that's a mitzvah of what? Why is there an Isra leave? Why is there an Isra leave? Rashbam, get it down in your notes. What does Rashbam say about Vasra? Sadi Alfam, mitzvah plius words. What does the Tezirid say? It's Isra leave because why? Because you're in the mitzvah of what? Well, no, no. According to the Ramban, you're mavatal mitzvah yishuvarz. The Taisus Rid says, "I'm nem gimon beis. You're mavatal mitzvah noigis baris shumis and meisters by leaving." Right. Therefore, we find the guy that he judges the chayrus. You follow what I'm saying? You follow what I'm saying? So, in other words, Benj, if I ask you, how many reasons are there to leave Eretz Yisrael? One is because of what? Mitzklius Bartz. Who says that? The Rashbam Sadi Aleph. What does the Tosfos Rid say? Also in Gittin, Mitzklius Bartz. Well, according to the Rambam, why is it necessary to leave? Because you're mafkir yourself the mitzvah of Yishuv Aretz. Vilna Gaon says it's necessary to leave. It's only on Kohanim. Because they made two Eretz Amin. And they'll be metamed themselves by leaving. The whole issue is limited only to Kohanim, according to the Gaon. Please get the three reasons down. So my impression from the Rashi is, but Ben just saying good, I thought Rashi, Pashup Shad and Rashi, is his mafki himself in the midst of Yishuv Arts, because it's Usul Latzeis. But Benji wants to say that maybe it means from its Tluz Baritz. Maybe. Maybe it means Tluz Baritz. I think, you hear what I'm saying though? Why didn't he come out and say that? By him saying Usul Latzeis, I get the impression that it's itself leaving Eretz Yisrael. You know what I mean? He prefaces by saying Eved is Shaych and Mitzvahs. And then he says it's us to leave.
Well, if it says mitzvot in plural, why wouldn't he come out and say Yishuv and Eretz Yisrael?
He's trying to preface that the guy's chayv in mitzvahs. The Eved is chayv in mitzvahs.
I'm saying Yishuv and Eretz Yisrael is one, as opposed to
Shayach mitzvot.
Shayach just means in general,
right,
to mitzvahs.
General, but this, but also let's say it's married to Lokos Lars. Sounds like it's one thing, not multiple.
And therefore what?
Agree.
Yeah, I think the push-up shot in Rashi is what I'm saying, Bench. But I hear what you're saying. Because it does, according to me, it comes out to be a steer in Rashi and Chumash. You hear what I'm saying? So he's a shaykh in mitzvahs. He's shaykh in mitzvahs, but at the other hand, Lamaisa, so you read Mafkiyim from Shemer Tzor. Yes, go ahead, you've been patient. You know, what's the question? I think you've been patient. I'm not really sure. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
All right. So the way that I understood the Machlokas Rambam and Ramban is the Ramban says that it's a mitzvah nitzvah, right? Shivas Aretz.
The Ramban.
But the Ramban. Yeah.
No.
Is similar to how Rabbi said Rav Kook. It's that it's not that it's more fundamental. Therefore, oh, you're going to say that it's what's more fundamental? You know, that belief in Kaddish Baruch Hu. That's also fundamental to mitzvot.
So what are you saying?
It's rather that mitzvot outside of Eretz Yisrael. Sorry, Noam Kenigsberg of Shalvim had explained it when we went through it, because we did get in that year also. That the way Kibush Haaretz works is. The way that Yeshivas Aretz works is that mitzvot don't count if you're not in Eretz Yisrael. Every mitzvah that's done in Eretz Yisrael is a practice mitzvah.
That's what the Ramban says.
That's not the Ramban. The Ramban says that's a mitzvah mamish.
No, but the Ramban is saying, he quotes that famous Sifri of Siyot HaTziyunim. Mitzvahs you do in Chutzar is our practice for doing them right in Eretz Yisrael. That fits with the Ramban's Mahalat. That's not the Rambam.
The Rambam says that it's fundamental to before you're doing any mitzvahs, which therefore Rashi can fit with Rashi.
No, but the Ramban is the one who makes a big deal that's a free. That's the Ramban. I'm sure Rabbi Kenigsberg said it within the Ramban. Okay,
but it still works for than Rashi.
But you don't know what Rashi's saying, though.
So Rashi here is saying that there are few in mitzvahs, and if you leave Eretz Yisrael, you're no longer going to have any few mitzvahs because you're not doing mitzvahs. There's no mitzvahs in Chutz La'aretz. So if you leave, you're taking away your ability to do mitzvahs. That's
okay.
All mitzvahs.
Okay, you're saying it's not Yishuv Aretz.
It's not Yishuv Aretz.
Okay, I don't think that's a Poshim Shot.
I don't think that's
a Poshim Shot, because I think you would have said it specifically. I think the Poshim Shot is...
It works very well.
I think Poshim Shot is talking about Yishuv Aretz, and therefore it comes out to be a steer in Rashi.
I think it works really well here, reading Rashi. You're saying that he is chayav in mitzvahs, and therefore, it would be Hasra Lee, because then he won't be doing...
No, he should have said Chumash and Mises. He should have said it, Chumash and Mises. He should have said it.
Why?
Because Rashbam says it beferish the Mises. Unless you say it's like... Because it's like two things, it's two things removed. Why do you just say your mafki or something? Why does he have to say the din of Atzo Latzetz? Which I have to ask myself again, why is it Atzo Latzetz? You know what I mean?
Because then you're taking away your fume and mitzvahs.
That's the three approaches we just said, which I want you to get down. Either it's what?
Within Rashi.
Either,
Rashi.
I understand, but I'm saying Rashi, Ramaisa would have said it what? Pashup Sharash would have said in the Pharisees. Let's see what he says here.
Rashi says everything more than the Pharisees. He uses more words always.
Then you see, okay. All right. It's not a riot either way. I think the Pashup Shot is what we're saying, but it's not a riot brewer either way. I grant you, according to Rashi, it turns out to be a steer in Rashi's. Rashi and Chumash. But you can't say based on that. This is clearly the way to read Rashi. I think that's a big chiddush to say. Well, he doesn't even comment on it. Okay? He doesn't even comment on it. All right. You could read it either way. I want you to get it down. Allah
Huma Maisa. What were the three answers for why Rambam didn't list it?
The three answers, please. We just did two lists of three. Please get them down. First list of three is why the Rambam did not list it. Number one, because he holds it's not a mitzvah Megillah Esther. Number one. Number two.
Why is it a mitzvah?
Megillas Esther is a parish on the Rambam. The name of a parish on the Rambam. He says the reason why the Rambam omitted it because he held it wasn't a mitzvah. Second shot is from the who?
Avdenezer.
That is a mitzvah. The Rambam didn't list it because he lists Trumas and Maishas that require it to be in Eretz Yisrael. So he holds it is a mitzvah according to Avdenezer. Avdenezer holds around is a mitzvah. What's number three? Rav Kook, who said it's so axiomatic the Yadis, he didn't need to mention it. So we asked on that. How could it be more axiomatic than the Yediyas Hashem? And he lists the Yediyas Hashem. Right? So then we had another list of three. What are the three reasons why it's us to leave Eretz Yisrael? What are the three reasons? Either you remafkir yourself in the midst of Yishuv Haaretz, which we want to say Pshat and Rashi, it's according to the Rambam. Number two is you remafkir yourself in the midst of Tzlius Baretz, that's Rosh Bam and the Tzitzis Rid. Rosh Bam is Babas, Sadi Aleph, and Manaf, and what? Tzitzis Rid and Gimel Beis. And number three is the Isser of what? It's only on Kohanim. That Kohanim have an Isser to leave Eretz Yisrael, not anyone else. Now, what I want you to get, Lamaisa, what I want you to get down in your notes is that it turns out, if you guys turn to Ayin Vav and Beis, take a look at Ayin Vav and Beis. Oren, thank you for bringing it. There's a Chiddush from one of our Rebbeim, Serevnik. Rebbe Serevnik leads a great goner in Eretz Yisrael. Used to be a Rebbe in Shalvin when I was there, and then he went to Machon Lev to be a Rebbe there. Very special. The man was a holy tzaddik, is a holy tzaddik, like a malach. And he wanted to say a chiddush, and I involve him in Beis, where the Gemara says one of them, you know, they were malav, the other Amorim, to the border. They stopped at the border. Yes? You see where it says there in the Gemara? We actually touched upon this in the beginning of the year. Because Tosus quoted this Gemara. But we didn't stress this thing. You see where it says Asr Lebnei Ba'ablair Tzisrael? Take a look at the word Asr. Rashi Dermaskal, Ayin Vav Mesh Asr. Everyone got it down? Asr. Ayin Vav Mabez, Dibu Maskal Sha Asr. Gemara tells a story, yes, that Rav Safra, when the Rabbanim were leaving, parting from him in Akko, right, he would stop there. Okay? He would not go past the border. Why? Because the Gemara says, and I have a miss, eight lines from the top. You see where it says? Asr latzeis meretz lechutz laretz. You want to know where it is? It's beferish and gittin. I involve in beis, and they quote in the side. It's also in kedushin lamed aleph in beis. Allah Almighty says, well, read the Rashi. Asr dimasu sha asr. Shasr
lebnei eretz yisrael
latzeis
lechutz laretz.
Please underline that. So Rav Serevnik, one of my Rebbeim, said, why did Rashi say B'nai Eretz Yisrael? Maybe he's saying it did. That the whole Isser to leave Eretz Yisrael is only for what? B'nai Eretz Yisrael. How do you define B'nai Eretz Yisrael? How many days in Yontif do you observe? Do you live there? Or you could say Rashi was just describing the Gemara. Because they were B'nai Eretz Yisrael, so they stopped. Is Rashi saying a dinner? Or is he just saying shot in the Gemara? You understand what I'm saying? So Rav Serevnik wanted to say, maybe he's saying the whole Isser is only for B'nai Eretz Yisrael. This whole Isser. Pashup Shot, I think he's describing the Gemara, though, don't you think?
Well, then why would Rashi waste words to just say? Why would he just say the...
yeah, there's why does he have to say it? It's obvious from the Gemara. Maybe he's just trying to say, Rav Safra lived in Eretz Yisrael, so that's why he stopped. But in a Hanami, you don't have to be identified as a Ben Eretz Yisrael. You know, I don't know. Okay, I hear you. It could be. You don't have to be identified as that, no. Maybe Rashi's going out of his way and saying, like Ben Shin, like Rav Serevnik actually. It could be. But I want you to know this, okay? It's a very important din. Well, Mr. Bruce says in Ilkos Cholamoid that you can visit a friend is a mitzvah. If you have a friend, if you live in Eretz, you have a friend in Europe, you could go visit your friend. That's enough of a mitzvah. Amanas Lachzor. You always need Amanas Lachzor. Mr. Bruce says in the beginning of Ilkos Cholamoid. Okay, but you always need Amanas Laksor. Okay? That's why I was so happy I was able to say Yeshua. I don't like to go to the Sodom teaching from Tyre. So that's why when I said the Shir and Shivir HaKavitim when I was there. Yeah, go ahead. Benj, what do you say?
It's because in the Gemara, I forget who it is.
That's why Rav Avadi, whenever he traveled, remember I told you he would teach Torah? Mm-hmm. He would go to places where they didn't know anything. Teach them Aleph Beis, literally. Can you imagine that? Go ahead, what were you going to say? Learning Lashon HaKodesh from Rambam is a mitzvah kala. Yeah, Benj, what do you say?
Meaning in the Gemara, the other Rebbe that was leaving was.
Yes.
Was B'nai.
Yes, he was Malavim.
Maybe that's why Rashi's saying. Meaning,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. He's just saying shot in the Gemara. You're saying the B'nai Bubble, you know, they only came Amanas Lach. They were going to leave anyway, so they had a heter. They must have came. Maybe they only came on a trip. But yeah, the B'nai, he was just trying to contrast. I think there are two ways to say it. Either Rashi saying a dinner, or he might as well the Gemara.
Now
you're thinking the other way.
Yeah,
huh?
Rashi only said Rashi would have a problem on these
rebounding
from
Bobo. Well, maybe they went Amanas Laksor. They came, you know, Amanas Laksor.
I'm saying, maybe you view Rashi as saying it's like...
So he went out of his way to be masked with the Gemara like that. Could be. He wasn't saying it didn't. Could be. Okay. We got this. Let's continue upon this Mahalik. Okay? Please get this down. If you guys recall, Tyson Dab Bezim and Aleph said differently. What did Tyson Dab Bezim and Aleph say? What did Tyson say in Dab Bezim and Aleph?
Regarding
Ashkelon, Dibur Mask Ashkelon. You mentioned selling an Evan at Chutzlarts. Remember what he said? Does anyone remember? The word Yatama came up there. Remember with an ayin? Arya, do you guys remember that? Why did Tyson say if you sell an Evan at Chutzlarts, did we find the buyer? Because in Chutzlar, there's no Tamar and Chachamim living there. And Rechosh is going to become defiled. Yitama. What does Yitama literally mean? Defiled and mixed up. And Omer Yashiksa maybe. God forbid. Take a look back at the Tysus. Beautiful. We do if you go back from 6 months ago. Where does he say it? See the Lashon? Shele Yitama? The big Tysus there. You see it in Masko Ashkelon? Who can find it first? Shele Yitama. Who can find it first? Come on, guys. Come on, Lomaisa. I'm including myself. Who can find it first? Lomaisa. We can make the noise. Right? Come on, Lomaisa. I can't even find it either now. Shulayatama, there it is. There it is. There's what? I still don't have it. I thought I had it. Right? New, where is Elashim? He says, Shulayatama. I can't believe I can't find it. Oh, there it is. Fourth line of Tais, I found it. No, I didn't find it. I thought I found it, and I didn't find it. Where did you say the Lashon? Come on, Binyamin. Where did you say Shulayatama? Are you? You guys are there? You don't see it? Shulayatama? Tais says it there, no? I'm pretty sure that he does, no? I think that's what he says, no? We definitely saw that word with an ayin. Shulayatama. I don't see it here. It's got to be here. Shulayatama. I hate to waste time with this, but it's critical. It's got to be there.
He says it in Joseph Kiddushin Bezim.
What does he say in Kedushin Vezim and Aleph? Go ahead.
I just see the word Shulay Tama.
Yeah, what's the context there? What's the concept there? Yeah, I think maybe it's not here Beferish. I thought it was Beferish here. I remember distinctively saying no. Shulay Tama Gomo.
Yeah, that's in Kedushin. Yeah, Shulay Tama Ben Aleph is in Kedushin Vezim and Aleph.
What is where's the Lashon and Taishas? It's on Bezim and Alpha, Shavu Kesef to Kesef, right?
Yeah,
Purda Shavu
the big
Tosfos. Right, Shavu Kesef. So he's saying that it's not there. Are you sure we didn't have it anywhere?
It's also in Gittin on Yud Bezim and Alpha. Oh, that's not the phrase.
It's not in our. We didn't have it in the Taisim here, that word. We didn't have it in
the English, just the word.
Did we have it in the previous Taisis? About the Ksumim?
Wait, about Tamei Chutzlaretz?
No, about Shaliyat Tama, not to be defiled. Not to be mixed up. Shaliyat Tama. Okay, we're going to have to find it, Lamaisa. I thought we used the Lashon there. Shaliyat Tama Balmuth. Okay, I don't want to waste more time on it, Lamaisa, but let's continue. You see what Tosa says? He says, Kach ein Tamei Chachamim. You see where Tosis quotes our Gemara about being sold? Yeah, about being sold to Chutz Laretz? Yatzel L'Cheiris? He says, Gemara L'Ena Mokra Avu L'Cheiris L'Cheiris L'Tan Akko. Right? And he says, Kibir Yachir, Dilma for Tomei, and he says, yeah, he doesn't use that Lashon. I thought for sure we used that Lashon, Shaliyat Tama. Okay, we have to find it. L'maisa. Nonetheless, there's a whole theory I want you to get down, and that is that Taisus says here on Be'ezim and Aleph that Mokar Avon Chutzal, that we find the guy because there's no Tamanich HaChamim there, and we're Chayshish, he's going to go off to Derek, and maybe he'll marry a Shiksa, and a terrible thing will take place. So therefore, that's why we... That's why we find the fellow and we say this din. Yeah, the Lashon is not here. I thought for sure it was there. Okay. You don't remember that, Shaliyat Tama?
I don't.
You don't remember me mazur with that? Maybe I'm mixing it up from Kedushin. But I thought we had Shaliyat Tama with not to be defiled, not to be mixed in. Okay, let's continue now. Sarek Beer. Let's get it down. Why is it that the Taisus Rid, who focused on Mitzvahs Baretz, yes? Why didn't he say Yishuv Aretz? What's the answer? Why did the Taisus Rid go with what? Yishuv Aretz. Go with Mitzvahs Baretz on Yishuv Aretz. What's the answer? Simple pshat, the Taisus Rid holds like the Rambam, like the Megillas Esther, that Mitzvah Yishuv Aretz is not a Mitzvah. That's the simplest shot. He holds like the Rambam's not a mitzvah min ha-tayra. Mitzvah min rabbanu, we're not going to sack the yatzal cheiris. What's another answer? Maybe the Taisus Rid holds that nashim nevadim, there is no mitzvah. So if I ask you, why did the Taisus Rid come on with loose parts, what are the two reasons they answer? Either he holds like the Rambam, the Megillas Esther shot, that's not a mitzvah. Or number two, he holds what? Number two, he holds that the vadim are not chayv in the mitzvah. Okay, fine. What does it say in the Braisa? Let's get it down. What does it say in the Braisa? It says it's if you sell your Eved to Suri is Yatzal Cheiris. If you say they find him because he's going to be defiled, in Suri also where Chosh is going to be mixed up. But if you say it's Mafkiim from Mitzvahs Baretz, what does the Braisa say? Meister and Shvis are knowing Bitsuria. Because we're going to learn when we get up to it, Kibush Yachach Shmei Kibush. So what do you mean to tell me that you're Mafkiim from Mitzvahs? You have a Mafkiim in Mitzvah and you're selling to Suriya. If you tell me it's because of Yishuv Aretz, the Tana holds in Suri, you also fulfill Yishuv Aretz. That's why we're going to learn when we get to it, you can write a star even on Shabbos. So maybe the answer is since the dirt is Tomei, it's not a mitzvah b'shlemusa. Someone who lives in Eretz Yisrael, the dirt is Tahar. So maybe it's a lower Madrega. Okay? Again, let's get this. Why does everyone move away from Yishuv Aretz? Not everyone, but why does the Taisus Rid and the Rambam move away from Yishuv Aretz? What's the answer? Because there's no mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, mice. In the mitzvah Rabbanan, we're not going to sack Yatzal Cheirus. What's the second answer? Nashim Ravadan. There might be a mitzvah Yishuv, but they don't have the mitzvah. Okay? What about the mitzvah of what? Yishuv Eretz. So why do we say in Suri you fulfill the mitzvah? Right? See, it says, Yerokar Avdol L'Tsuri is Yatzal Cheirus. If you hold the Knas, it's going to get defiled, and maybe marry a Shiksa, I understand. Maybe you say it's Mafkir yourself in Mitzvah's parts, it's still there. And if you tell me it's Yishuv Eretz, right? You do fulfill Yishuv Aretz and Suri. We write a shtar to buy property there. But maybe it's not a mitzvah b'shlemusa. That's what I want to bring out. Since the offer is Tomei. Okay. Now what does the Meiri say in Ksubis? What does the Meiri say in Ksubis Kufir Aleph Amar Aleph? What does the Meiri say? He says the time of Yishuv Aretz is because why? It's a place where Chochmah is found in Yerushalayim, Eretz Yisrael. We find Talmud Chacham in Tzadikim. Chutz La'aretz, there's no Chachman, you're Zechet, found at all. And it's a Diris Kevin Lagoyim. It's a personal Kevin for Goyim. Rechot, you can get mixed up amongst the Goyim. That's what Rashi's Mashmal. Rashi says it's Atzel Atzeis Min Bavo, because it's Atzel Leave Bavo, because a lot of yeshivas there. Umar says it's Atzel Atzeis Bavo, like it's Atzel Leave Eretz Yisrael. So maybe it's Atzel Leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Syria, because there's no yeshivas. So if I would ask you, please get that down. That's what the Miri wants to say. The Tam of Yisharitz is because it's a place where Chachman Yir Shamayim is. That's that. In the Chutz La'aretz, you don't have that at all. And it's a dearest kever for going. And so Rashi's Mashma as well. You want to be around centers of Torah. It's a beautiful thing. You want to live around the Beis Medrash. When you guys get married and choose a place to live, it's very important that you're centered around at least a base, a shiva, or at least a shul that learns a lot. Okay? So Avdenezer says, if you break down the mitzvah of Yisharitz, there's three elements. Get it down. Avdenezer pitch. Number one, the mitzvah says if you shaftim ba. Number two, it's a mitzvah mekayim mitzvah sparts. And number three, it's a mitzvah to live in a holy place and holy for the Shekhinah. Suri is not considered so what? Suri is not considered a kokach kodosh like Eretz Yisrael. So it's not the same madrega. So I'm going to write this down. The Avdenezer says there's three elements in the mitzvah of Yisharitz. Okay, that's why it's such a beautiful thing. Someone makes Aliyah. Yishuv Aretz. Work to Avdenezer. There are three things. Number one is what? Two and three. What's one? Yishuv. What is number one? What are the three elements that we're saying in Yishuv Aretz? Number one is the what? It's this Esav Yishavtem Ba. The Yishavtem Ba. What's number two? Mitzvahs, Tluyos, Baretz. What's number three? To live in a holy place, Makom Shechina, right? That's why you want to live there, Binyamin, right? Mitzvah Ador, Makom Kadosh, Makom Shechina. Yes? Three elements how he describes the mitzvah of Yishuv Aretz, the Avdenezer. Three beautiful elements. So you see, Beferish from Isa, the Meiri by us says, even Yol Kibu Yochid, Shmei Kibush, since it was captured before Yisrael, it's Chasar, it's Kedusha. Therefore, he says, Usher to sell the Evid, the Tzuriya. Mamish Usher to sell him the Tzuriya, Alpi Halacha. Okay? So this is the Halacha that we want to bring out. So it comes out Halacha Lomaisa, that. Comes out of Halacha L'maaseh that the shaila whether you sell an Evek 90 to Chutz La'aretz, if you sell him to Syria, you find him too, because Syria is further away than Akko, and that's the din. Usher, finish up the Rashis. Go ahead. Kimokra B'Chutz La'aretz.
Wait, you
didn't
get that already?
No. That's the one
we just
did.
That was the one that
has... No,
it's
Syria. Surya, go ahead. Rashi, come on, 6 lines on the bottom. Surya, go ahead. Okay. If you sell it to Surya, go ahead. The third wide line. Surya Aramatsova, go ahead.
Surya, let's finish
all that. No. The Surya, the third wide line. Tzurim
hi aram tzova.
It's... So, nation of aram tzova.
David
captured and added it on their tzrol. Go ahead. Okay, do it again. Come over versus. Come on. Come over versus Chutz. We didn't do the one before. Go ahead. Which one you did?
And we talk later on.
Read the Dir Maskel. Kamokh B'Chutz La'aretz. Go ahead. And then we had two pshat. We were talking about Yishuv Aretz. That's what we thought. The Pashut Pshat is maybe you could say two smooth parts, like Benji and Binyamin want to say. Go ahead, Surya. I think the Pashut Pshat is like we're saying. Go ahead. Much north. Go ahead. Legitin. Go ahead. No, read again. No, we didn't get to it. Lavanim lo. Read that again there, Rashi. It's not from Eretz Yisrael. For Avadim. So we consider it to be Chutzrat. So what's the Pesach? Do you have to say the Fana Nektiv or not? Yes or no? Do you have to say the Fana Nektiv according to a mayor? Do you go from Akron Yerushalayim? No, you don't. What happens if you what? What happens if you sell someone from Yerushalayim to Akko? Does he go free? Yes. What happens if you sell him to what? Well, it depends where you sold him. If you sold him to the Chutzlart side of Akko, he would go free. Sold him to Eretz Yisrael side of Akko, he wouldn't go free. Yes? What happens if you sell a guy to Tzuri? Does he go free? Yes, he goes free. So let's close with this. We'll continue tomorrow, Bishop. We've got a lot to see. It could very well be, Lamaisa, the whole shaila here at hand is, what's the status of Surya? What is Surya? Is Surya a kibush yachid shmei kibush? Or is it what? Kechutz lards. Because why? Because what did David do? What did David do? He captured and added on to Eretz Yisrael. That brings us to the whole topic called kibush yachid, which we're going to define what kibush yachid is. Kibush yachid either means that an individual grabbed it, or it means it was done out of order. You didn't capture Eretz Yisrael and then do what? An addition. You captured the addition before you had a hold of Eretz Yisrael. We're going to get to those details, exactly what Kibush Yachid is. Okay, let's stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day. And let's stop a minute. That's okay.